calling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Hi, one my all. I love you all. Thanks for having this. Mom, my little sweet archangel Eric Rooney Medhus, and we have, of course, we have my co-host Michelle Gray, but we have a special guest, Heather Harford, and you guys know her, right? Common Ground Healing. Hope I got that right.
Yeah, you should. The swearing psychic.
The swearing psychic. That should be happypsychic.com. Yeah, and she's all excited about her upcoming YouTube Live Cocktail Hour, people, that we're going to have on the 9th of May at 5 p.m. Central Time. And, well, 5 o'clock somewhere, and then Houston will be 5 o'clock. And you don't have to drink alcohol. You can be not like tea or whatever. It's going to be fun. But Heather is particularly excited about it. And me.
You know I'm excited for cocktail hour always.
Yeah, of course. All right, so today, Heather Harford, first of all, I want to say I love you both, and I love you, Eric.
Oh, love you too, Mama. Love you, Mama.
Oh, yes,
he's dancing. Can you see him dancing?
Oh,
Michelle?
God. Oh,
he's doing the shimmy.
Oh, no, that's something I can never do.
If I do the shimmy,
it looks like a seizure, I guess, the best way to describe it. So anyway, Heather, you're going to talk with Eric about rest and how it's so important for our spiritual growth. So I'm handing you guys YouTube the mic. Go for it. And Michelle, of course, interject whenever you can.
Yeah.
Yes. Michelle and I are going to talk about this with Eric. And this is a very important topic. And I you know, people who've booked readings with me know when I get on the Zoom and I say, I couldn't get anything, that like I start writing down, I couldn't get anything before this. And I am zero prepared for this because this is all channeled. And this is a very important time for all of us because we all feel exhausted. We feel weak. We feel like, what the hell are we doing with our lives? There's depression. There's anxiety. And our bodies are just giving up. That is not because our bodies are failing us. It's because we need this rest time because there's a huge shift going on. And not only the cosmos or the planetary system, which I don't know much about at all, astrology, but I've heard here and there that there's a lot of stuff going on with astrology. But Eric's talking about how there's like, he's calling it the trifecta of awakening. And that is what's exhausting our physical bodies.
Wow.
Michelle, do you have it? What do you see with that?
Yeah.
What
no,
is he showing
like that's
you?
Right. That's right on. And that's what he was showing me because he first of all said, ascension, right? And so with so many of us on a path of spiritual growth, and what he's saying is we're calling in more light. So how are we doing this? The more we meditate, it's just being more aware, and it's all of the information, not only that we're taking in by reading and watching videos and being part of like things like what we're doing right now, but Eric says it's having that awareness of a bigger picture of what's going on in the world. And again, like you just said, Heather, like he said to you, the more light coming in, the energy, the shifting of the earth. And he shows the, I don't know what this is called, like the plates that are shifting on the earth.
And
that affects our bodies and everything as well. And he said, you know, the thing that we have to understand is he says, as all of these things are happening, the soul, he says, the soul, guys, it knows no limits. So the soul will go and go and go like the Energizer Bunny. The soul will learn and grow and take on more light. But our physical bodies, our mental, our emotional, subtle bodies, that has, we're limited in that time and space. And so we do have to take a break. We do have to take time to rest, to adhere to the cues that our body needs. And he's saying, think of it this way. Think of taking in all this energy and all this stuff is happening. It's all a good thing. It's all good things that happen. But like he was saying to Heather, it's coming out in ways of our body that can be confusion and overwhelm and overexcitement and just all of these things that can make us just feel really exhausted.
Can I interrupt?
Go.
Yeah.
Yes,
so he's talking about, you mentioned meditation. He wants to, he's jumping in. So he's like, he's volleying back and forth with us. So he's talking about meditation. He goes, yes, we do the meditation and that's helping us. But also people who don't do well with meditation, your artistic qualities are coming out. And we're not talking about painting. We're not talking about drawing. We're talking about music. We're talking about there's different artistic qualities that you wouldn't even imagine that it's art, but it is art. Mm-hmm. And it can mean, and he's giving me an example, it can mean people who are type 1 personalities who have sticky notes all over their walls, but they're all color-coded, and you look at it, and that's art. Even if you feel like you're losing your mind and you're OCD and you've got all these sticky notes on your wall, that's art. So all of this stuff is coming through. Not only people are trying to even this out with meditation, but they're evening this out with artistic qualities. It can be food preparation. Mm. It can be creating a delicate meal. It could be anything from gardening to, you know, you look at what you're doing in your life right now and think of it as art. If you can't meditate, which I don't meditate well, but I try to, but I do watercolor. But he's talking about how these artistic qualities are coming out, and it's not just the art, but also like body movement, dancing, different forms of that. So think about that in your life. So then he's talking about the barometric pressure, and the electromagnetic field. So it's coming together. The barometric pressure and the electromagnetic fields are coming together to create lightning, but lightning equals enlightening. So as you go through the physical pain of the barometric pressure and the electromagnetic fields affecting your body, it feels like lightning. It's pain like lightning, like you're being zapped. Mm-hmm. But think of it as you're being enlightened.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be afraid of it. Allow it to come. Sit with it and keep doing the meditation or arts, meditation and or. He's saying meditation / art form, which if you don't sit and meditate on a pillow, if whatever you're doing, look at what you're doing, think about that, and he says this is the art form that is your meditation.
Mm.
And keep going with that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Absolutely.
All right, so Michelle, do you have anything else to add?
Well, just one thing that he was saying is, and actually this just popped in, he was saying one thing, but Heather, when you were just saying that a second ago, he was talking about headaches, when you're saying barometric pressure. Headaches and discomfort.
Especially,
and I don't know about you guys, but... Yes, and Heather, I'm sure you come across this a lot with clients, and Elisa, you as well, that there seems to be a lot of, like, up in the top of the neck and the base of the skull, and also waking up in the morning with dizziness, and he says that pressure, you know, you hear a lot of people will say, oh, it's the weather changing, and it kind of is like that, but it's as this is changing in our bodies, and as we're growing, so we're getting
Michelle,
out of
you
that.
Know, You know how Eric described it to me? He described it to me as you either feel like you're hanging upside down and the blood is rushing to your head. Or your head is in a vice. Or you feel like you're being
choked. That's the doctor's question. Do you feel like your head is in a vice for tension headaches, for example?
This is more of a hanging upside down kind of pressure. Like it feels like your head is going to explode. And this is the pineal gland interacting with the pituitary gland, which the pituitary gland is more important than we realize when it comes to the pineal. And that's why everybody's being diagnosed with thyroid problems and hormonal problems and all this stuff. Because we're out of whack, because we are shifting. And the dizziness has a lot to do with that pressure in the, within the physical brain system, because we're being activated, and the light, like there are actual scientific studies that they've shown that there is actual light in our brains that speak to each other. And I'll find that and I'll post it on the Channeling Eric blog page. But there's actual studies on that. So because we're being enlightened now within the shift, these lights are activating, and it's causing a lot of pressure in our brains because things are shifting. And Eric says, because of this shift that's happening and this change, you either wake up or you don't. And the waking up process is very painful. And it's facing that pain. It's facing that pain and getting through it with an open mind and understanding that your reality is changing. Your thoughts are changing. But there are those who are going to feel this, and they're going to shut down. And they're going to think they're dying, and they're going to die. If you think you're going to die, you're going to die. We have the power within this shift to allow that light to come through. You know, that's why we have growing pain. Because when our bones grow, it's painful, but our bones have to grow. So in this enlightenment phase, because it feels like lightning, which is painful to the body, lightning equals enlightening.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
All right, so what do we tell people who are scared and freak out and say, oh, my God, I feel like I'm dying, and we don't want them to die. So what do you say? What advice do you have for people who are going through this?
Oh, man, this hits close to home for me. You know, being diagnosed with ALS for 6 years now. And, you know, actually my physical body is going through the process, but I'm still walking and talking, and they can't explain that. And it runs in the family, and I actually got the genetic testing, and I have a biomarker that's elevated. And, but I don't act like the rest of the family does. So they think I'm making it up, but you know, I had to post my medical record on Facebook, 'cause I'm like, Jesus Christ, you guys, are you kidding me? But what happened was that
we're doing that and you're doing great. Are you kidding me? That's stupid.
What?
Oh, okay. It's like, you're doing great and we're doing bad. That's not cool.
Oh, I know. So somebody posted, Heather must be, she's a woo-woo moon child. She must be this fucking special unicorn. And I posted a meme underneath it that said, somebody called me delusional. I almost fell off my unicorn. But the point is that I am not going to, I have a purpose here. And I said to my doctor, who I see for the ALS, I said, do not give me a timeline, because that's the worst thing you can do for people.
Right.
Because I don't believe in that. I feel like you give people a diagnosis, you say you're going to live 2 to 5 years, and then you go home with the thought, oh, I'm going to live 2 to 5 years. I'm going to get my affairs in order, and then I'm going to die.
You're going to manifest that timeline.
And I said, don't you dare. Yes.
Yeah, thoughts create reality.
So I said, don't you dare.
Yes, you cannot. You have to be so aware of your thoughts. Be wary of them. You need to think that you're going to live forever, girl.
And part of the shift is for all of us to believe in this and believe in ourselves, because right now, we do have the power to defeat the physical manifestation of a terminal illness. We have the power to beat that. And I am living proof of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so and one of my family members, the family member that encouraged, it's a reason why I started Atlanta Scalar, had two terminal cancers. It should have been gone years ago. But, yeah, I believed that he could survive, and I got him to believe that, and, of course, Scalar Energy helped. But, the doctors told me I would never walk again. I mean, yes, you have to be careful about listening to doctors because most of them have their head in their ass. Well, not most. Well, maybe most of them. So you have to be careful. You have to be the best advocate of your own health and your own prognosis and your own future health-wise. Don't listen to them.
He says, Mom, you got to admit that at one point in your career you had your head up your ass.
I never had. Nope, that is so wrong. I was always extremely humble.
He's disagreeing. Nope. He's saying that you were a work in progress.
I started pure as a doctor, and I was pure from day one on through. I have never had my head up my ass. Raising five kids, it broke me. It humbled me. And I'm telling him all the shit I've been through, I never had my head up my ass. I have almost no ego. So, Eric,
here's what he's talking about. Yeah. Okay. Eric, tell me, explain this to me. Don't make me the asshole. He says, this is why we're going through the shit. Because we are not only realizing how powerful we are in our own lives, in our own human self, and looking back on our ego and our past and the things we've done and how we're changing, that part of that change is acknowledging that we had a part in the before, and then we get to the after. So he says, Mom, you're the best. You are amazing at what you do. But
he might have been thinking that. Well, of course, as a new physician, there was always uncertainty, but there was never ego ahead of the
that. Which brought you to where you are today as the healer you are, the tremendous healer you are, Mom. This is what brought you to where you are today. This is why I mentioned it, Mom, because from the very beginning, the first day, to where you are now, you became this amazing healer. And it was not easy to get there. You went through a lot of pain, and that's what people need to hear right now, is that we go through a lot of pain to get to, and we are part of that. It's a 50-50 with the pain.
Right.
Yes, people fuck us over, but we also have to take 50% ownership. And this is important for people to hear that the reason why you are the amazing person that you are and how many people you're helping is because you went from A to B to C to D to the motherfucking healer that you are.
Oh, well, all of us are. Good healers. Okay. All right. Awesome. So, Michelle, do you have anything to add?
Well, he was just, I was making a couple notes here because I was trying to, and this is the beauty of Eric being able to split himself off infinitely, is we can have these volleys back and forth and he can, speak to us at the same time. But I just said to him, I'm like, okay, so we get what's going on with us, so what are some things that we can do? Like, what can we do to help ourselves? And he says, okay, so rest, restoration. So we want to have some restoration. And he says, you know, even if you're saying, okay, well, I'm on a roll and I'm working on my spiritual self, and he's like, remember, that can be too much of a good thing too, because when you're bringing in more and more light and you're not giving yourself a break, even from, you know, the healing work, especially those of us that are, you know, in service and we're helping other people and we're go, go, going. If too much of a good thing, he says, it's like having a lot of good food and not giving time to digest. You know, so we have to give ourselves some time for restoration. But he says, like, look for some ways that you can naturally discharge, grounding. And like Eric and Heather were saying earlier, he says, yeah, like gardening, passive meditation,
yes,
exercise.
It's our play.
Yes.
And he says, like, nurture, you know, like, nurture yourself. He says, look for your cues. Do you need sleep? He goes, like, are you feeling cranky? Are you feeling angry? Are you maybe putting out too much? Do you need to say no? It's like all of these little things. And he also just suggests to, he's like, you know, record how you feel. Check in,
yes,
and see how you're doing each day. You know, notice your own cues.
And people don't do that. They don't check in with their physical body, their psychological body, their mental and emotional bodies, or their spiritual bodies. They don't say, okay, let me take inventory. How do I feel? And wait a beat, you know, wait a beat and try to absorb the answers, because your higher self and your guides will not steer you wrong.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else before we take calls?
No. What about you, Heather? I think he's pretty much said it all here.
Are you there, Heather?
Heather, are you still there?
She's unmuted. Heather.
Well, she says she can't. Oh, she just messaged me. She can't hear us. Something's going
Uh-oh.
On.
Okay,
oh,
let me
call back in.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, she's going to call back in.
Okay, there she is.
I'll
okay.
just add something else. Eric's just saying too. He says, and this is a big one, and I mean, I can call myself out for this one, but he says, look to what you're doing in your life that you're taking on too much and learn to delegate. Delegate.
Oh, I hate delegation.
Pass things off to other people.
Nobody can
I
do
know.
It better than I can. I'm kidding.
I know. Oh. Well, you know what I always say is, you know, my husband will say to me, you know, ask the girls or say something to someone else. Oh, I think she's back in here now.
Oh, yeah.
Say something to someone. You know, say what you need to. You need help with. And I said, well, it takes me more time to explain it than
I
could just do it.
Ugh. All right. Okay. Let's go ahead and
learn that.
I know. Let's take calls. But now I want to say, in the last YouTube live, I had this one woman who, you know, was in the chat line. But
can you hear me?
For some reason. Yes. We can
yeah,
hear
we hear you, Heather.
Did you
woman,
hear that EVP?
No?
What was it after? Eric's been dropping EVPs like mad on the radio show
and
some of the videos
wait,
lately.
Wait, as soon as you brought me on, you got to play this back to the EVP.
Okay.
Oh, cool. So anyway, yeah.
We'll look at it. Y'all, if you find it, say that, give the timestamp in the description, the comments section. All right, so this one woman, she was on the chat thread in the YouTube live, and I remember exactly the whole who was in the chat line, and then she sends me a screenshot of her in the chat line, but I did not see it. It was not there live when I was seeing it. So anyway, so I really need to, I don't know what, who was fucking with her, I swear to God, because it was not there. First of all, let's figure out that. Because I'm very careful. I go one by one by one, and I remember distinctly that the screenshot of her insertion of the chat thread was not the same as what I visually saw. What's going on there?
Did you hear the EVPs in the video we did with Kurt Cobain?
Yeah.
I've played that over. There's three or four of them.
I don't remember all of them.
Oh.
But what's going on with this girl, Miss? Is Polly, and the last initial is U. Well, anyway, we'll just ask this question. Don't worry about it. All right, so here we go. Here's her question. Hello, my lovelies. I've been very poorly since last year, where my health has deteriorated substantially. I've had portal autoimmune and Elohim scalar energy work done from Mama. The constant severe cold hands and feet is really getting me down. As soon as I get out of the bed or a slight change of temperature, it triggers causing pain, coldness, and no feelings in the hands. Eric, can you tell me if this will cure or what is going on with my body and what can be done? Any happiness for me after years of grief? Sounds like Raynaud's phenomena, but anyway, this is a medical condition.
Ooh, yes, it does. He's showing me start by holding on to a chair. This is interesting because he's like, do this too. Maybe this is for others as well.
Ooh.
Hold on to a chair and stand, stand on one foot, put the other leg up behind you, or like bend your knee, and balance, and do that every day with each foot. And, you know, you can measure the time that you're able to do it, and when you can't hold, when you don't have to hold on anymore. But it's about balancing your body. So there's an imbalance between the feminine side and the masculine side, which is not male or female, but it's about power and getting your power back, because you've grown up in this toxic family, and you're codependent, and you've got to find that balance again, where your part, like the masculine part of you, was stolen. So it's balancing on that one foot at a time until you can balance on each foot for longer than 5 minutes. And that is going to not only balance the polarities in the male and the male, masculine and feminine, which is not male or female, but it's also going to strengthen your legs, which you've had a hard time walking distances, but it's also going to increase your circulation.
Interesting. Ooh. All right, and Michelle, what are you seeing with Eric?
Well, see, so I tune into the energy. So what the, emotional and, like, what she can do energetically in the subconscious. And this is connected to trust. Also, trusting the process. But there's also a lot of worry that she's carrying as well. And so, and Heather, you're bang on, because I was picking up on unconditional love.
Yeah.
So, coming from her past, and being able to give that love into herself. But trust is also, being able to trust in the process. And if I just asked Eric, as Heather was talking, if she does these things and she works on trusting, believing, works on unconditional love, could she start to see some improvement? And he showed me in 3 weeks that she can start to see a change. And that's really shifting, because this is all right up as, it's like everything is working. It's not like the energy doesn't work, but sometimes there has to be movement on our part. Like, we're co-creating with this. And when we get into the energy of worry, or it's not working, or something's getting worse, it can back it up. But Eric always shows me a big balloon around people when it's ready to burst. So when you start to put the focus into these activities and believe it. And that's part of unconditional love, because you're nurturing yourself. You're doing something for yourself. Then that will start to make a change. And you'll start to see some changes for you.
Yeah.
Good. And you're looking at balance and polarity, which is what we all need.
And this is a really good answer for a lot of people listening, I bet. All right. Yep. Let's go on to the next person. It was 267 area code. Hi there. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. This is Jessica from Pennsylvania. My question is, well, let's put it this way. I've been on and off estranged from my family for like 10 years, mostly estranged. And then what'll happen is I will have like a series of dreams that they come to me at night, and it's very, very real, and it freaks me out, and I'm yelling at them to get away, because it's always upsetting to me. And then I'm upset for, like, the whole day. It's, like, really sort of disturbing to me. So I'm wondering how I can finally put an end to this energy, because I realize on how I've just really, like, sort of stunted my life for years, just, like, been waiting for resolution or reconnection or just constantly being upset on how, like, this childhood trauma has, like, really negatively affected my life. So I need
this.
So I'm just curious,
is,
like, what you guys are suggesting.
Eric is saying, honey, Eric is saying, he says, honey, to you. I don't know.
Hello.
If like, you, somebody, he says, honey, this is an echo in your life, not only with your family, but with relationships. This is something that's echoed in your life on relationships, co-workers, everything. And this is something that has been begging to be healed.
Oh.
And the dreams are actually, he's showing me like a pot of water that's coming, that's boiling over. This is actually boiling over. And you don't know how to stop it from boiling over and how to heal it. And he says, this is the power that you have over your past and over your experiences and over your trauma. The only way to stop it is to accept it, have gratitude and love for what it has taught you instead of how it has hurt you.
Well, that's important. That's the way to get over suffering. Michelle, what are you seeing from Eric or hearing?
Heather and Eric couldn't have said it any better, because that's exactly what he was saying. The other thing is, too, he just said that something to help you get into that as well is because service is something that helps heal you, that helps you work that energy. And he just says, you know, doing anything for someone else will help you feel good about yourself. And that's also going to help you connect into the higher self, because you're ready for this. And that's why you feel that almost like that, I need this to stop, like that push.
Wow.
I need this to go away.
Enough.
I need this to stop.
Yeah.
Yes. And that means you're ready to shift. This is ready to go. So this is actually a very good thing that you're feeling this. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
So just thank you. I mean, just to clarify, the first thing, I'm sorry, the first lady, I don't know
Heather?
Your name.
Heather.
When you were saying that this is like an echo in my life, like what are you labeling this, like this thing as? Being hurt by relationships?
There's no such thing as labels, but it's actually, you have experienced this kind of trauma over and over again in other relationships besides your family.
Other lifetimes?
This does stem from a past life. This, what's going on right now, you brought from a past life. And it's echoing in your life, not just because you chose your family when you came here. And now you're fighting to heal this, which is a huge wound for you. And
I would recommend, because we need to get on to the next caller, but I would recommend you check out veronicadrake.com, because she does past life readings. And, of course, maybe you two ladies do. I know Courtney does, but anyway.
I do life-centered therapy, where we get to the crystallizing
trauma. Oh, that's pretty cool, too. Yeah, so is Heather or Veronica would be great, or both. All right, thank you for calling. All right, we got somebody from the 501 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Hello, ladies. It's Peach Cobbler time.
Hey, Peach Cobbler girl, what's up?
Yeah. Heather knows who I am.
Oh, my God.
I have a question. Wow, yeah. What is my life's purpose?
Well, why don't you start out with something simple?
Yeah.
What is my life purpose? Oh, my God. You know, you you're a mama, first and foremost. Eric says you know that. You are the matriarch of the family. You are the water bearer.
Wow.
Uh-huh. And
you are
shifting beliefs within the family. And you are allowing the children to step into their power, which is a shift in the family.
Good.
You are the matriarch and the mama bear who is creating change and breaking patterns. Go ahead, Michelle.
Eric just said that the other thing is, too, he says it's not really one thing. There's not really one life purpose. And he says, and for a lot of us, there can be themes that we have, but it's not necessarily this one thing. But he's highlighting your health right now. Right now, your focus on health. And he also says you are a manifester. And so a lot of what you've been learning in different ways over your life was how to take in that energy to manifest what it is that you desire for yourself. And he says, and if you're thinking, well, what exactly do I desire, where that's headed, he says, well, that's what you got to have a little patience for.
Right. All right, well, thank you for calling in. All right, we better get through. She's got a long list here. So
love you.
Love you. Okay, so we'll make these a little bit brief so we can reach as many people as possible. 860 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hi. This is Linda from Connecticut.
Hey, Linda from Connecticut. I recognize your voice. What you got for us?
Hi, Lisa, Eric, Heather, Michelle. Love you all.
Love you.
Just something very odd that happened today, and I just wanted to maybe get a little feedback. This afternoon, out of the blue, making a cup of coffee, had this very strange thing happen, brought me back to 6th, 7th, 8th grade, very lonely, being left out through high school, that kind of thing. And it brought me to my knees where I had to sit down, and I just cried for like a half hour.
Wow.
And it just brought me right back to that place. And I thought, where did that come from? How did that happen?
I can't wait to hear this.
Eric says this is separation from ego to where you are now, because you don't recognize that place. And that's what's so painful for you. You're not the same person.
Mm-hmm.
But you're also, you also at the same time, Eric says, you have to marry yourself together. You have to bond with that child who felt that pain and sit with that child and say, it's not your fault. Look at where you are now. So this is child work
can be very helpful. Yeah.
Yep. Bringing those two souls together. You got to bring those together. In power.
How does she do that? How does she do that, Michelle?
Well, Eric was just saying that this was freedom. So basically, you know, what Heather was saying is this is freedom to you expanding to a new part of yourself. And Eric says how you do that is he says you allow yourself to be where you're at. And so this particular instance that happened, this is that energy mm-hmm. that's coming up to be released. And so I have encouraged to go through it, having the courage to walk through it. Because if you were to resist it, say, and stuff it down, that's going to just build it up and build it up.
Wait,
so he says it's
and
by
that's
taking
what I've
those
done
moments.
For years.
Yeah, yes. And,
Did you have recent portal work? I can't remember.
I did have...
Back
in, let me think, last June, actually. Last June.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He wanted the trapped emotions. So I was wondering if it was that, but it's not that, I guess.
He wants me to bring up the work that I do and the thing that I do with people to help break this past trauma and pain is that, and really quickly, you go back to where you were the happiest. So imagine you right now walking in a white dress through a forest, and you walk through a clearing and you find that child who was the happiest in your life, mm-hmm. and you sit with that child and you get to know that child again. You bring that inner child out. And then when those painful memories come up, that child is right there to say, nope, this is who I am.
Wow. That's cool. Okay. I like that.
Thank you.
Anyway, we'll give her information so that you can connect with Heather. I think that would be a really good idea. It's the same as what Andy Hahn does, if you've watched videos on our CE YouTube channel. All right, 757 area code. Hey there, what's up?
Good evening, Eric. Good evening, Elisa. Good evening, Michelle. Good evening, Heather. This is Andre from Virginia Beach. I have a question to Eric. I actually felt a very strong connection to him back in September, December time. That's when I have very dramatic situation in my life. And when I just say Eric's name, I can feel the smile in my chest and it comes up and it just shows up on my face.
What's your name again?
Andre.
Andre?
Virginia Beach.
I've talked to you before.
Yes.
Okay.
You did. And right now, for some reason, I kind of lose the connection to Eric and to my guys. And I don't know, I tried to meditate, try other things, and I still did not feel any connection. So
all right. Andre,
what is the best way to do so? Mm-hmm.
Yes, he's breaking in right now because he wants to tell you a lot. This is the time of the shift where a lot of us are breaking that connection. A lot of us feel that sort of gray area. It's normal. Right now, what you're going through is normal. It will amplify. But take this time for you to rest.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead, Michelle.
Yeah, completely. Because Eric just says, listen to what we talked about in the beginning of the show, and that is rest. And then he also says, work on your confidence. Work on that belief in yourself, and on the confidence.
Yeah, that's been a theme with Andre. But my God, Andre, you are whole and part of God. You have to have that confidence. You are lovable. You are divine. You are have complete sovereign power over your energy. I mean, you are the man.
Andre, reach out to me. Send me on Facebook and message me, please.
I will.
Okay.
All right. And Eric, you help him, please. All right. Thanks, Andre.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You bet, darling.
We love you.
Yes, we do. All right.
Yes, we do.
631 area code. Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, it's Christine from Long Island.
Hey, Christy from Long Island.
Hi. I was wondering, the last time I did call a few weeks back, and I don't know if you remember me, but I had the little dog that was sick, and she did pass. She did pass, and you helped me out that day, and I was just hoping if you could just maybe, I don't know, just kind of like let me know a little something. I have a lot of guilt about her passing and did I do the right thing. And just a little message from her.
Wait, who passed? Because you have a couple of females here.
Okay. I have, my mom's on the other side. And then I have my little dog, Goody, who just passed away. And I know they're together probably, but I was just wondering if she's mad at me.
Are you asking about your mom?
No, the dog.
The dog.
Okay,
but
are you talking
about my mom?
Okay, so your dog. Were you there when your dog passed?
Yes.
Now that is the greatest gift. Is that this dog was so much connected with you, and it was time.
Okay.
And the fact that you were there, you were right there. She knows it. A female, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so she knows it. She felt it. And that gave her great peace. And it was time. And thank you. Thank you for letting me go.
Aww.
So is there anything
Michelle?
Anything
thank you.
That could be like... some confirming information, because, you know, she's got a lot of guilt wrapped up in this. So
yes.
Well, what
you still have
me,
her caller.
Yes.
That's
go ahead,
sorry.
She wanted to give confirmation. So
yes.
Yes. What she's just showing me is she's showing me the connection between the two of you, and she says that she came into your life as it was like her job to come into your life to be your companion. And she said that being able to let her go at the time that you did took a lot of discipline. It was very hard. And she says, and it was that discernment, that choice. She says you made the right choice, it not being an easy choice. But she says that she's running with the animal kingdom is how she does it. So she's running free with the animal kingdom. Another thing is, too, is you're going to feel her. If you haven't already felt her, you're going to feel her up against your leg. Or coming up against your leg. Yes. Yes, because she's very, she's interested in that communication. So she's like, I'm back. So even though I'm running with the animal kingdom, I'm very interested in coming back and checking on you.
She wants to give you another affirmation that it's her. Was she named after a musician or a song? Go ahead.
Her name was Myla, but I changed it to Goody because she was so good.
All right, so she wanted to give you that confirmation that it's her.
Aw, thank you. Thank you so much. That makes me feel so much better because it's still waiting on me every day, every day.
Oh, the animal companion, Mama, it's always hard. Always hard.
Yeah. I know.
But you know what? Grief is the price we pay for love. That's the basic.
Right?
Yes.
I know.
Yeah.
And knowing her that she's still around is really, it's good to know.
It's amazing. I mean, they so freely come. Sometimes. I mean, I guess it's easier for us to discern their energy, maybe. I don't know. All right, but thank you for calling. And have luck to Goody. All right, 906 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Hello?
Hi there, how you doing? Welcome to the show. What you got for us?
Hi, this is Bobby from Manville, New Jersey.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, Bobby.
Okay, I have a question with one of the mediums.
Okay.
I have a son, and I want to know if the father of the baby is going to be in our lives anytime soon, or am I going to, be a single mother going forward?
What's the father's first name?
Matthew C.
Okay,
Matthew David C. Conception.
Okay,
so I'm not getting permission to access his energy, but I'm getting permission to access yours.
Okay.
Which Eric says that you know, this is something that has weighed heavy on your mind, and you need to stop. You need to stop waiting and move forward. The more you pull back, the easier it's going to be for him to come in.
Because
he's scared shitless. And there's a lot of pressure on him. And you know what? And this is part of that 50-50 that we talked about earlier, where you accept 50% of that you're putting a lot of pressure on forcing that relationship when he doesn't feel even good enough to have a relationship.
Oh.
So
reach and withdraw. Withdraw. And
yeah.
The person will
withdraw.
Yeah.
And enjoy your life and your child, and it will fall into place when you do. Fall into your place.
Okay.
That's awesome. Well, that's good. That makes sense. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Love you guys. Thank you so much. God bless.
Love you too.
God bless, honey.
Yeah. All right, got somebody from the 919 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Hi, thank you. This is Kay.
Hey, Kate or Kay?
Kay, K-A-Y.
Okay, Kay. Hi there. Where are you calling from?
Hi. I'm calling from Georgia.
Georgia, one of my favorite states. So beautiful.
Yes.
All right. What's up for us?
I'm sorry?
How can we help you, sweetie?
Oh, great. Thank you. I'm sorry. I want to ask a question about career opportunities. I had interviewed for two different jobs. One, the salary was really not that great. It was really, it was just something because I need income. And the other one is more in line with what I want. Well, of course, the one with the least salary just called and made me an offer. But I'm just wondering, do you see from the one that would actually help me, you know, survive?
Michelle, you want to take this one?
Did you want to? Can you say the company, or would that not be good? Or the position, or anything? Or maybe that's not necessary.
No.
Can you name the? Okay, you wouldn't need that. Never mind.
Mine cut out there. I didn't hear your whole question. I'm sorry.
Okay,
I can answer that. There's two job opportunities. One,
I can answer that.
Had a good salary.
What's happening is that you're balancing on money and happiness. You need to feel needed. That is part of your personality. Now, the money.
For most of us, yes.
Even though it's a lower paying than the other one, you're going to climb the ladder. You go for what's put in front of you, and you're going for because you are wanted there, and you're wanted because you are so capable, and you know it, and you feel unappreciated. This job is going to make you feel appreciated.
So she shouldn't hold out, Michelle, for the higher paying job? Would she be less happy on that one, or more happy, or what?
No, I feel like this is the one.
No, Michelle, I'm asking Michelle.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm sorry, you're talking to me? Okay.
I'm talking to Michelle Gray. Michelle Gray.
Okay.
Well, first of all, there's no failure in this because there's two different experiences. And what Eric is saying, and he's kind of repeating what Heather had said, and if you go for the job that you're most drawn to, and there's one that you're most drawn to?
Yes.
Is there one job that you're more drawn to?
Yes, that's correct. Yes. And it's more in line with what I'm used to doing. This new job is something totally new to me. Totally new.
Right. So if you go to what you're more drawn to, there will be change within that job because there is a changing energy in you, but it doesn't mean it necessarily has to be this new job. So Eric says, don't be afraid of failure. Like, don't feel that this is a failure, a choice of failure. He says, you go what you're drawn to. And he says, and focus on that, and there's room to grow. So there's not really a right or wrong with this. This is a choice of discernment for you.
Right, Michelle, here's the point, Eric. I should say Eric. You know, she got accepted to the position, the job that does not pay very well, as well. So she waits for...
No, it's actually half of what...
More. Michelle?
Yeah, it's half of what I used to make. So it's...
Yeah, so should she wait for the... and see if the, you know, the other job falls through?
So I'm sorry because when everybody talks, it's so hard for me to hear.
I know.
But...
Let me say. She has a job. They called her today. She got accepted. But it's half of the pay she's used to. There's another job that she's applied for that is much higher pay. Should she accept the job she was offered today or hold out and possibly lose this job opportunity for the job to pay a reasonable amount?
No, Eric says that you don't need to hold out, because whatever this job is, the one with the lower pay, it's got room to grow. Like, it's going to be better in the end.
Good. Just like Heather said, too. All right, go ahead. Okay. Go for it, man. And congratulations. It's like my son Lucas. I mean, he had a job, intern pay, like, I don't know, $12 an hour. And, you know, he worked his way up and now has a really good salary. Oh, you know, fairly good. All right, so we have an 817 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Hello, speaking. I'm calling for my niece, Amaya. She is in university and she changed majors 2 times. She's very upset, trying to change a 3rd time. She couldn't. So, Eric, do you have any advice
for
her?
Can you be more specific?
Yes. She went into university for nursing, and then she changed that to teaching. And now she wants to change it again, but she couldn't. She went, the counselors told her no, that she couldn't change.
He wanted you to be specific for a reason. Because when you think about those 2 things and then the next one, they all have to do with caregiving. They all have to do with being a healer, being a teacher, right? As well as the nurses. She's trying to find, is it a she?
Yes.
She's trying to find her way. Allow her to find her way, because this is not for you to interject and help her figure it out. This is part of her learning who she is through these different modalities.
Yes, and I told her that, and the mom, we both agree this is something for her to figure it out. So I wanted her to listen to the show later on, just so she can hear any advice from Eric.
Okay, so Eric says she's doing exactly what she's supposed to be doing. She is exactly where she's supposed to be. Don't question it, honey. And he's talking to her right now.
Yes,
don't question
that's what
yourself.
I wanted. Yes,
where you are right now is where you're supposed to be. You are not supposed to know where you're supposed to be in 10 years right now. That's just bullshit. That's crazy. You go through the motions, you follow your path, you do what you're doing, because every single thing you're doing, you learn something from it and you gain something from it. And so you are being walked on your path. Follow that path and don't worry about it. It's all good. You're right where you're supposed to be.
All right, Michelle, do you want to interject before we close up the show?
Yeah, just Eric's just saying, you know, stay really honest to yourself, to true to what you need. He also says, let go of any guilt for feeling like you're making the wrong decision. Let go of that guilt.
Are you talking to the daughter, Anaya?
Talking to Maya.
Okay.
Talking to
Got
Maya. Let go of any guilt, Maya, because it's not going to help you. And the other thing is choose for what it is that you want, not because you think other people are doing it. Don't compare yourself to other people. He says, you'll do just fine. You're doing just fine.
Listen to your heart. Your heart knows what it wants,
Beautiful.
Man.
Beautiful. All right. Thank you so much.
You betcha.
You're welcome.
Good luck,
Maya.
Maya and Anaya, I can't remember who it is, but is it Anaya or Maya?
Maya.
Maya, okay.
Oh, Amaya. Sorry, my daughter's name's Maya. That's what I heard.
Well, that's all right. Well, thank you for calling. And, guys, please check out Michelle Gray at thehealingh-art.com, and of course the lovely Heather Hartford at Common Ground Healing, and you can check her out on Facebook. Thank you, everybody. Love you all. Please hit
love you, Heather. Love you, Lisa.
Love you all.
I love you. But yes, hit. Please subscribe. Hit the notification button and share. Bye.
Bye.